Okay, we're back again, I'm pretty sure, and so are you, pretty sure. Thank you so much for joining us to the Stream Strategy Fantasy Hockey Podcast, brought to you by pucklegends.ca. If you use the code GOOD, you'll get free shipping on any of their cool products, their vintage hockey apparel, which are guaranteed to 100% double your kill count. As always, I'm Cal, I'm here with Chuck. What is up, dude? Post-trade deadline, what's up?
Post-trade deadline, I am anticipating, or I guess I'm excited rather, to see how fantasy hockey starts to change a little bit with all of these swaps that we've seen. Other than that, yeah, I'm good, can't complain. Got some nice weather out here in Toronto. How about you?
Yeah, Montreal is getting warm. Winning my matchups. Not really streaming too much. I think this is like the part of the season where streaming either doesn't really matter as much because you've solidified a spot, or streaming is hyper important because you're battling for that final spot.
Yeah.
So this is week 22 of the Stream Strategy. The Fantasy Hockey Stream Strategy is designed to help you find maximum value in the upcoming NHL schedule. For fantasy hockey, streaming means picking up players for a short period of time to maximize starts. We have compiled a list of players that we deem are worth consideration to pick up for the rest of the week. As always, you can listen to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, watch on YouTube, check the text post on Reddit. Let's just jump right into the schedule, Charlie. How's that?
That sounds good to me.
All right. This week, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, those are your on nights. More than half of the teams in the league are playing. Monday, Wednesday, Friday are your off nights. Less than half of the teams in the league are playing, so more likely to be able to fit in some streamers. That means target Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And then Sunday, we got a midnight where half of the teams in the league are playing. Monday, 4 games, Tuesday, 11, Wednesday, 4, Thursday, 10, Friday, 5, Saturday, 12, Sunday, 8. Good schedules. We like the Ducks, the Avalanche, the Oilers, the Predators, the Devils, the Penguins, and the Knights. In particular, we like the Avalanche with 4 games and 3 off nights, that Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And then we also like the Edmonton Oilers, who got 4 games, 1 off night, but they have a back-to-back on Monday, Tuesday. Obviously, that Monday being the off night. Yeah. Personally, Charlie, I'm going to be looking at some guys off the New Jersey Devils that have a very similar schedule to the Edmonton Oilers, only their back-to-back is Tuesday, Wednesday. Obviously, that Wednesday is when they get their off night. But I do like the 4 games, and the money doesn't really work for me for Edmonton Oilers guys. Plus, I don't really see as much value. So let's just go through our streaming pickups real quick.
Yeah, jumping in to the Anaheim Ducks, Sonny Milano. With trades recently coming out of Anaheim, he's getting a chance up on that first line, second power play unit with no PK time. Season ranking of 428, rostered in 5% of leagues. I also like Jamie Drysdale this week. He's got a season ranking of 464, rostered in only 15% of leagues. He's on their first defensive line and second power play unit. As of right now, Shattenkirk's up on that first unit, but I could see Drysdale taking that at any point. Moving over to the Colorado Avalanche. Valeri Nichushkin, he's playing up on their first line, first power play unit, and first PK unit. Got a lot of great deployment this week. Season ranking of 152, rostered in 27% of leagues. We're going to talk a little bit about Logan O'Connor again. Season ranking 324, rostered in 2% of leagues. He's on the second forward line, no power play units, and second PK unit. And I also like Josh Manson. Second defensive line, no power play unit, second PK unit, rostered in 13% of leagues with a season ranking of 473. That's going to be a deeper league pick, but playing on a team stack like Colorado, you could expect some more production out of him.
Yeah, for sure. He kind of kicks out any of Eric Johnson's remaining value. I got to get rid of that guy in the good fantasy hockey league. What's going on with the Edmonton Oilers? Is there any value?
With the Edmonton Oilers, we got Kyler Yamamoto rostered at 10% on their first forward line, first power play unit, and second PK unit.
Beautiful.
We also got Duncan Keith on the second defensive line, second power play unit, and second PK unit rostered at only 5%. So yeah, a lot of value in those two guys, but definitely not as exciting from Duncan Keith. The Yamamoto first line, first power play, that's what you want to be looking for this week.
Charlie, the Nashville Predators have a good schedule this week. Is there any value in their lineup for streamers?
Looking at Ryan Johansson mainly, rostered in 28% of leagues with a 138 season ranking. He's playing on their first forward line, first power play unit with no PK time. I also like Mikael Granlund, slightly harder to pick up with a roster percentage of 39. Season ranking 133, he's on their second forward line and first power play unit.
All right, New Jersey Devils, another one of the teams. Personally, I'm going to be trying to hit up Yegor Sharangovich, who has to be on this lineup at only 10% rostered, I believe. Charlie, take us through the New Jersey Devils streaming options.
Yegor Sharangovich, he's got a season ranking of 369, and as you just said, he's rostered in 10% of leagues. First forward line, second power play unit, and second PK unit. I also like the look of Damon Severson. Season ranking 259, rostered in 33% of leagues. He's on their first defensive line, first power play unit, and first PK unit. And I also like the look of Nico Hischier. Season ranking of 242, rostered in 30% of leagues. He's on their second forward line, but he gets first power play deployment as well as second PK time.
Okay, Pittsburgh Penguins, also a good schedule this week. Any good value streamers?
Yeah, you're looking at Evan Rodriguez. He's got a season ranking of 103, rostered in 29% of leagues. He's on their first forward line, second power play unit with no PK time. If you're looking for some defensive stats, I like Brian Dumoulin here. Season ranking of 431, rostered in 2% of leagues. He gets first defensive line deployment, no power play time, but second PK time as well.
All right, and finally, the Vegas Golden Knights. Do we like any of the streamers available from this team this week?
Well, from what I saw, Eichel is out. I don't know how long he's going to be out, but he did take a puck to the arm, and he is injured at least for a short amount of time. So William Karlsson is on their first forward line, second power play unit, and first PK unit, only rostered in 20% of leagues. I think there's a lot of value there. I also like Nicholas Waugh, season ranking 277, rostered in 5% of leagues. He's getting a try on the second forward line, second power play unit, and first PK unit due to all the injuries. Then finally, Dylan Coghlan. Season ranking of 539, rostered in 0% of leagues. He's getting a try up on their first defensive line, second power play unit, and first PK unit. I see a lot of value in those three guys.
Yeah, it seems like Eichel is back in this lineup, but the story that you're saying is true for Vegas, regardless of Eichel is in or not. Like, there's so much volatility in the lineup with the injury bug completely destroying this team. Yeah, take a flyer on any of these guys. They may end up getting more deployment than they are rostered for. As always, our information is sourced from Yahoo Public Leagues, The Score, Frozen Tools, and DailyFaceoff.com. Updated on March 20th and March 21st, pre-trade deadline.
So we are
recording this after the trade deadline, though, on purpose.
Yep.
It doesn't seem like any of our streaming options were impacted too much by the day's events. Honestly, like, I can't really think of anything too intense for the fantasy world from this year's trade deadline. I mean, maybe Raquel going to Pittsburgh, maybe. Yep. Nick Leddy on the Blues, maybe. I mean, does he get a better look than Krug or Falk? Probably not.
Probably not. I don't know.
Actually, Fleury on the Wild is pretty cool.
Yeah, he's still like owned at a very high percentage though.
So yeah, I don't even know
if there's room to go pick him up or something.
I think you could trade for him is what I was thinking actually. Like I'd be interested in that. In our keeper league, I offered Robin Lehner and Barbashev from St. Louis.
That's right.
For Marc-Andre Fleury and Couture, but I can't accept because then I would end up having to drop Eriksson Ek. And it doesn't really seem like it's worth it. So
yeah, that's an interesting one.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure stuff out with that.
Oh, because Lena would be on the IR, right?
He's still on the IR, yeah. It seems like it's going to be like that for a minute. And dude, honestly, Vegas doesn't have a good playoff schedule. And Leonard's just been underwhelming the whole season.
I agree with you on all of that. Makes sense to me.
Okay, we wanted to wait until 3 p.m. on Monday, March 21st for the end of the trade deadline before recording this, just to make sure that we're up to date on everything before any games actually start for this week.
Yeah.
This podcast should get out before 7 p.m. on Monday night, which is when
games start.
The games will start. So hopefully folks get a chance to listen to this and hit up those streamers before the games start. If not, make sure to follow us on Reddit. We are the user at A Good Hockey Pod. We post a text version of the stream strategy to Reddit twice a week, about a day before or the same day of the podcast.
Yeah.
And it is essentially our text resource, just formatted really nicely. So check that out.
That's right.
You can follow us anywhere else on the internet at Good Hockey Pod. At A Good Hockey Pod, I believe. Pelicans.ca, you can use the code GOOD to get free shipping on their new Thomas Cabrera shirt, as well as maybe their new Mark Messier shirt, their new updated Mario Lemieux shirt. You gotta check them out. YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We're gonna release a trade deadline review right after this, so probably tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, folks. Bye.
Bye-bye.